There is a pale, half-pathetic face of a man aged before his time, with thin wisps of straggling hair across the forehead and a puzzled, careworn, almost wistful look about the eyes. Henry VII was no natural genius, certainly, but he took pains, infinite pains, over the business of his life. He bent his careful mind to master every detail of the ruler's craft. He made a close study of the man about him. He sat assiduously at the council board, and there was not a pound spent, not even a single shilling lost at cards, but it was duly noted in the royal accounts and duly initialled by the king's own hand. Henry's success, and it was great, was certainly not unmerited, yet his task was difficult enough. The battered coronet taken at Bosworth Field from the dead Richard's head and placed on Henry's might well stand as a symbol of the realm which passed therewith under the victor's care. England, broken and distracted by full 30 years of civil war, was in a sorry case. Authority was bankrupt. Treasuries were empty. Law had lost its hold. Murderers went unpunished. And few, says a foreigner, would venture alone into the country excepting by broad day, and fewer still into the town.